The WHO country representative, Dr. Owens Kalua, says no African country has achieved the minimum core capacities of the International Health Regulations, IHR. The regulations provide a framework for the collective management of epidemics and other public health emergencies. Dr. Kalua, who announced this in Accra, said the Global Health Security Agenda and other partners have come up with some initiatives to assist countries to attain the core capacities of IHR. Joyce Jechi reports.
The International Health Regulations, IHR, 2005 are legally binding documents that aim to assist countries to work together to save lives and livelihoods endangered by the spread of diseases and other health risks. The IHR originated from the International Sanitary Regulations adopted in Paris in 1851, following a cholera outbreak in Europe. The IHR is binding on 196 countries from 9 regions, including Africa, the Americas, and the Western Pacific regions. Parties to the regulations are to develop and maintain minimum core capacities for surveillance and response. As of June this year, no African country has achieved the minimum core capacity. With support from JICA, the Noguchi Memorial Institute for Medical Research, in collaboration with the Ghana Health Service, has launched a project that will use surveillance through laboratory support to address emerging and re-emerging diseases of public health concern. The WHO country representative, Dr. Owens Kalua, stressed the importance of the project to meet the IHR's objectives. He said the WHO has come out with a joint external evaluation, JEE, multi-sectorial process to assess country capacity to prevent, detect, and rapidly respond to public health risks. The JEE process also allows countries to identify the most critical gaps within the health system, prioritize opportunities, and engage current and prospective donors to effectively target resources. The chief representative of JICA in the country is Koji Makino.
The West Africa suffered from outbreak of Ebola last 2 years. There was a possibility even in Ghana to face Ebola outbreak. But in this context, the Noguchi Institute at that time dedicated itself to test all of the possible blood found in all over this country. JICA also provided a new grant aid assistance. Today, the kickoff for technical assistance.
He pledged JICA's collaboration with Noguchi Memorial Institute in areas of technical cooperation and grant assistance.
Joyce Jechi.